Hey, Rams Nation, I'm Danny Kleppinger, and I'm here with our center, Tim Barnes. Welcome. How's the director's chair feeling for you?
It's actually pretty comfortable. It's more sturdy than I thought it was going to be.
I was a little worried that it might break.
Yeah.
You're feeling good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, good. Well, OTAs are wrapping up this week, obviously. How do you feel like it's been going for the offensive line?
I think it's been going really well. Obviously, there's things that happen every day that you have to try and improve on, but it's where we were last year and then how we've developed as far as all of our young guys, I think we've done a really good job. Now it's just continuing to get guys healthy. Rob hasn't been out there. Jamon's been limited. And now Rogers, he's a little beat up a little bit. So it's just, we're getting extra guys in there for experience, but at the same time, you know, I want to see those guys back in there too.
I feel like people don't always understand how hard it is to play with an ever-changing offensive right. line, and that's what you guys had to deal with all last year. So how important is it to get to a spot where you guys can have a solid core starting offensive line?
It's very important, and the thing with that is because we have so many calls that it helps when you know what the next guy's thinking on any given play, and so that's what we had to battle with a little bit last year, was just that changing, whether it was midweek, mid-game, maybe a couple times a game, where you all of a sudden you move a new guy next to you, and then you have to figure out, you know, if you haven't played next to each other that often, then you got to know real quick what each other's thinking. And I think everyone's done a really good job with it, and it's just one of those things that the more you get those reps with each other, obviously the better you flow.
Right. And so do you feel like those guys will be back by training camp? I know you're not our athletic trainer.
I'm pretty confident that the work I've been doing with those guys is really going to help them.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell. You're like Dr. Tim Barnes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, but going into training camp, from now until training camp, you guys have a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. Do you get to vacation? Do you just work out the whole time? Is it a little bit mixture of both?
A little bit of both. So take, like for me, for example, I was from Missouri, so I have a permanent house back there. So we're going to go back there, take the kids back. Going to take a little time off, hit, you know, the weight room right away. A little bit, you know, take a couple days, but then hit the weight room, stay in shape. There's going to be a few good times. We might go to the lake for a little bit, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, you know, once that training date, you know, once it gets a little closer, get a little more serious, start getting wound up for football and things like that, and it'll get a little more exciting.
I don't know if people realize you were from Missouri. You went to Missouri. Was it a culture shock at all to get down to Southern California?
I mean, I gradually did it because we drove out for, you know, took the three-day trip out. We just did it in 3 days. We broke it up for, you know, sake of the kids. But so it was nice. I gradually came out here. It wasn't just a big flight. No, it's been good. We're in a nice area. I'm not going to say where, but, you know, it's over that way.
So you have a house. You're settled.
Yes, we are settled in, and the kids are having a good time, and we're enjoying it.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. Guys, stay right here on therams.com for the rest of OTA coverage.